Good evening, Colonel Wexler. I'm Agent Louis Salinger.
I know who you are.
Of course you do. I was at the Guggenheim this afternoon. The assassin you met with. I know you're his handler. And I know that you arranged for him to be killed at the behest of the bank because I was obviously getting too close. But if a hit team at the Guggenheim is what happens because I was getting too close to him, what do you think the bank's going to do when it realizes how close I am to you?
Death comes for us all, Agent Salinger.
Yeah, but based on everything I've read about you, you seem like the kind of man who aspired to die for something more than this.
Well, this is the difference between truth and fiction. Fiction has to make sense.
I'm confused, Colonel. Why would a tried and true communist, a hardliner that spent 30 years in the Stasi fighting against the evils of capitalism, why would this man waste his final days working for an institution that was the very embodiment of everything he once despised? You dedicated your life to the communist ideal. You sacrificed everything for the good of the party. For what? You lost your wife to betrayal, your daughter to suicide, and when the war fell, your whole life fell apart with it.
You know nothing about me. I was lost long before the war fell. I was once destined to become a man much like yourself, true-hearted, determined, full of purpose. But character is easier kept than recovered. We cannot control the things life does to us. They are done before you know it. And once they are done, they make you do other things. Until at last everything comes between you and the man you wanted to be.
No. We all have choices in life. You made yours. But sometimes a man can meet his destiny on the road he took to avoid it. Skarsen and that bank need to answer for what they've done. They have to be brought to justice. You can help me do that.
Justice? It's not possible.
Why not?
Because, Agent Salinger, your idea of justice is an illusion. Don't you understand the very system which you serve and protect will never allow anything to happen to Skarsen or the bank? On the contrary, the system guarantees the IPPC's safety because everyone is involved.
What do you mean, everyone?
Hezbollah, CIA, the Colombian drug cartels, Russian organized crime, governments of Iran, Germany, China, your government, every multinational corporation, everywhere. They all need banks like the IPPC so that they can operate within the black and gray latitudes. And this is why your investigative efforts have either been ignored or undermined, and why you and I will be quietly disposed of before any case against the bank ever reaches a court of law.
So what are we all supposed to do? Were you supposed to give up and accept that this is the way of the world? I'm not going to do that. I still believe, I know, that there has to be a way to bring down this bank. And you are going to help me.
You understand? If you really want to stop the IPPC, you won't be able to do it within the boundaries of your system of justice. You will have to go outside. Once you do, there will always be collateral damage. Yes. Should you sacrifice your own ideals for the greater good? That's a difficult choice, one I understand all too well. But as you so eloquently put it, sometimes a man can meet his destiny on the road he took to avoid it.
You've already got him turned. Now go back in there and get him to come in on his own. We can use everything. We'll blow this whole thing wide open.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I've been here before and I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.
I can protect him, Lou.
No, you can't. They'll get to him. If they can't get to him, they'll get to you. If they can't get to you, they'll get to your family.
I can't just walk away from this.
You're walking away so I don't have to.
How can you trust him?
That relic in there is looking for redemption. I'm the only one who can give it to him.
Then who gives it to you when this is all over?
You need to call me, Liz. Tell him I escaped from your custody. Tell him whatever you have to. Just use my history. They'll believe you.
I don't know.
Ella, listen to me. Sometimes the hardest thing in life is to know which bridge to cross and which to burn. And the one you burn.